Hey. Hello?
Yes, Vince.
How you doing?
Mad.
Mad, why?
Vince, I cannot afford to keep getting all these write-ups.
I know. But excuse me, so unfortunately there wasn't really anything that I could do about it. Seeing as, let me see.
Who reported these calls?
Every luxury call gets listened to, like every single call, and then it gets sent to, I forget which one of the leads, like reviews them, and then if there's something that needs to be addressed, they then send it to, whoever lead it is, saying that, hey, this needs to be addressed. So thank you. And so unfortunately there really wasn't anything that I could do as far as that goes. And these calls, the one where the lady is, she said she had already disputed the charge like way out front, up front in the call. So, it should have been super easy, just, basically just listen to her, complain, because she definitely was complaining a lot. But, you could definitely tell that she was getting under your skin. And, that's not good. That's not good. We can't let them get to us, We can't let
Yeah.
them. We can't let them get to us. And you've got it in you to, de-escalate calls and all that. But you just gotta use it even when you don't feel like it. You gotta keep using it. And you definitely, have to maintain, your professionalism, even when the customers aren't, being nice or professional, when they're cutting you off and, just hooping and hollering and screaming about a lot of things. It's not, because they're going to match whatever energy that you're giving out. They're going to match that. And so if you just keep matching each other's energy, it's just going to escalate the call, and the call just get out of control and all that. But if you can maintain, a cool, calm demeanor or whatnot, you can actually bring them down from 38 hot to something that is manageable. Otherwise it can just go south. And then that's never good. These calls are, some of them are difficult. They can be. So you definitely want to make it, as easy as possible on yourself. So, and that's, using please and thank you, sounding, happy to help, being professional and all that. It's gonna help. Every little bit helps. But, the step that you're on right now, is, well, you were on a coaching and counseling, so this would just be a verbal warning, that, we definitely need to do better. I know you can do better. You do great. You just, just on these luxury calls, you're just slipping a little. That's all. It was, the one, one of these, or the lady, she's not really understanding that, hey, just call back with the bank and we can get you refunded. Unfortunately, I can't process a refund since you've already filed a dispute. All that, you just got so frustrated. You're just like, you know what? Just call back with the bank. We can't do that. Even though we want to, we can't. We can't. And so, just be like, oh, yes, ma'am, I understand. I apologize for the misunderstanding, But I've got everything noted for you. So all you need to do is call back with your bank or credit card company. And at that point, we'd be able to process a refund for you if they're willing to drop the dispute.
All right, got it.
I mean, do you have any questions about anything?
No.
Okay. All right, so.
So I have to wait 90 days for both of these to fall off.
Oh, have you already, has Kayla already talked to you about this?
Yep, she talked to me about it this morning.
Oh my gosh, okay, I didn't know that, I'm sorry, okay, so well, all right, so it's not going to be anything extra, it's just, you know, I had no idea that she had already talked to you, so, yeah, so it's not anything extra, we just talked about it again, and there you go.
So I have to wait 90 days for three of them to fall off.
Well, to start over, yeah, so 90 days from today.
Well, I have three all the way back in August. I got one just about every month until September.
Yeah. So
I have
the
a development coaching and counseling, a verbal warning.
Yeah. But, you know, the whole thing will start over, you know.
Okay, so is the development coaching, is that a write-up?
Well, it's not technically a write-up. It's, you know, it's documented in the system, but it's not, like, these aren't, like, you know, write-ups, so to speak. You know, your next step would be a written warning, which is a write-up, but we're going to try to avoid that at all costs.
Okay. So, but I still have to wait 9 days for these to fall off, right?
Yeah. So it would start over like 90 days from today. It would start over, you know, back with like a development coaching. So.
That same thing for the coaching and counseling.
Yeah. So like, you know, 90 days from today passes, and you know, there's no other issues, then these would, you know, these three would fall off and they're basically not be there. And then, you know, if something happened, then you would start back at the development coaching.
All right.
Do you have any questions or anything for me?
Nope.
All right. Well, you got this. And if you need any help, just let me know. Okay.
All right.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye.